It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. This is where the Lowcountry starts the day informed. Traffic and weather on the fives. News you can trust and an informed perspective you can't get anywhere else. This is the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
At 7:09, talking with the treasurer, State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, joining us live here on 94.3 WSC. Welcome back. I got to ask you something real quick before the break to weigh in. We were talking about Senator Tom Corbin, who is a representative out of Greenville, Republican out of Greenville, I should say, introduced a bill that would make all COVID-19 vaccinations in our state voluntary. So I think that makes common sense. It should be voluntary. But it's interesting, Blaze, who you just answered the phone for us here, and you spoke to here off air, has said, well, isn't this more government regulation or private business? I'm just curious as whether it's you as a voter or a treasurer, Loftus, what do you think?
Well, I haven't read the bill, but I always want to err on the side of freedom. Mm. I know Tom pretty well. He's the senator from Traveler's Rest. I don't know if you've ever been up that way.
Yes.
Some of the most beautiful land in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always want to side with Tom anytime I can, because he's thought about this. He really thinks about freedom. I am personally apprehensive about the COVID restrictions, especially when you look at the rest of the Western world, Australia, New Zealand, Europe, Northern Europe. You look at Canada, those places that have a lot in common with us, there are in various countries real clampdowns on civil liberties. If you add those together, you know, this one, you're in that totalitarian state that we used to see, used to laugh at in science fiction movies.
Yeah.
Technology.
Where does it stop?
Right. It is here. It is ready to go. I mean, in Australia, they have little robot dogs that go through the park and bark and then say at a person's voice, "You're not supposed to be here. Go home." I mean, they literally have these
things. That's creepy and disturbing.
Yeah. In Greece, before you leave your home, you got to text the authorities. It's not like somebody's there reading each one, but this is how they track everything and everybody. And if you put these things together, and this is not far-fetched. This is, you know, business is transnational now. These things are coming here. And so Tom is probably on to something. And because he usually is, and he likes freedom.
Wow. Disturbing digital dogs. Okay, so last interview, we talked about, it was really kind of the focus on personally what people can do, Treasurer Loftus, to protect ourselves from the federal government overreach that continues to trickle down from D.C. And I think that role is just going to become more crushing faster. And it was banking in South Carolina, you suggested, you know, get your money out of federal banks. You can bank in a South Carolina bank. You talked about, you know, stop funding big corporations that are canceling us as conservatives. I'd like to continue that conversation on how South Carolina as a state can actually protect ourselves legislatively. I mean, fiscally, financially, obviously, that is your lane from D.C. overreach. I mean, I'm hoping you can help narrow this a tad here, Treasurer Loftus, but it's a jumping off point.
I'll try. You know, and hit these cliches, but it's the uncharted waters.
Mm.
But there are people ahead of us. People in say, Missouri. My old buddy is the treasurer there. I mean, he was the treasurer. Now he's the attorney general. He's filing suit against the federal government, especially over some of Biden's executive orders. He claims that they're in violation of the Constitution, and he's going to sue. He's got 12 states with him, and they're after him on those. You look at Governor Abbott down in Texas. He's using the Constitution, 10th Amendment, to fight back on some of the immigration policies. He's having other states who are going to join with him. We have got to become aggressive. I hate to do this back, but it all goes back to the first things we talked about in the conversation before. If you don't call your attorney general, if you don't call your state senator, if you don't call your House of Representatives member, they don't know what to do, because they're hearing from the other side every day. life is good, take all this money. So we'll go back to that. But so that we have good guideposts out there, and we've got to use them. When it comes to the money, and you and I have talked about what do we do with all this money? Well, that's a real problem.
Well, yeah, especially if I could jump in here real quick, navigating the federal powers, for example, allowed in state affairs. How about very specifically involving the current COVID relief cash cram down? You know, how this to me, I'm just thinking constitutionally when it comes to federalists, you know, the framework being tested here with the COVID cram downs.
You're exactly right. There are 14th Amendment issues or 10th Amendment issues. Mm. There are the guidance that comes down from Washington is sometimes non-existent. They'll tell you it's coming in a month. It's actually 3 months. So a lot of risk is taken by the people taking the money and the government entities giving the money out. When the bill was passed a couple weeks ago, the $1.9 trillion bill, there was still $1 trillion laying in the state coffers that had not been spent yet. $1 trillion, because many states can't spend it. We're having to really go out there and find things to spend it on. They've relaxed a lot of those rules, but still it's difficult. So you have these things where like $80 billion with a B was put into private pension plans. Now, there's an argument, and I don't buy it, but there's an argument to say, hey, we need to help these primarily union but multi-employer pension plans. We need to help those. But if you just give them money and you don't make them reform the pension, then you can be back where you were soon. I mean, the people stealing the money are just thinking, well, this is just great. Keep giving it to me. And in South Carolina, we had this $65 million amount of money that was COVID money. That was for minority businesses and 501c3s, the not-for-profits. When you got your check or when you made your application, you didn't have to swear to the information. Now, when I buy a car, when I do anything, they make you say, are you telling the truth here? We don't make that. And across the country, zillions and zillions of dollars changes hands on just people filling out a form and not saying, yeah, this is the truth.
Wow. Well, in the mountain of money that you're talking about sitting on in regards to the COVID cash, I mean, I remember in the COVID relief bill crammed down from D.C., it had said, oh, well, you can't just South Carolina, just so you know, you can't take this mountain of money and then turn around and try to lower taxes, for example, in South Carolina. This is not their lane.
That's right. There are certain things you can do. Like if you had, if your tax receipts were lower in a certain area and it could be proved that it was COVID, you can make up some differences with that. But one of the problems is a lot of states did just fine. The federal government sent out $4 trillion in cash, not counting all the behind the scenes, credit facilities set up by the feds and relaxation of rules and regulations by the SEC and all these other things. They set up all this and they sent it out here and I had a hard time spending it. I had, you know how Kelly, when somebody says something to you and someone you really respect and they look at you and it's kind of an off the cuff moment and you just remember that kind of comment.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody in my office the other day and he said, Kurt, what are we going to do? We're going to have $2 billion going to the school districts. And they're going to have a hard time spending it. And they're not known for wise spending anyway. What in the hell is going to happen? And this is a comment from somebody that I really, really took to heart. And I looked into it. We're forcing people to come up with ideas to spend money that may or may not be legal just to get the money out the door. It's counterproductive. It's like if you buy your kid beer, you know, your 15-year-old kid beer, and expect him not to like the beer, right? It's counterproductive. Every single thing about this is wrong. Our congressional delegation voted properly on this. You know, all the other trillions of dollars, it went out almost unanimously. Our guys held our nose and voted. I wouldn't have held my nose. I'd have voted no, but that's okay. But we've got to stand up here in South Carolina. And people listening to your show now have to call their representatives. Doesn't take but a minute. If you call your representative, you send it, just leave a message. Spend that money wisely. I'm watching.
Yeah.
You have no ideas. If they just got 50 calls this week, each one of them, they would stop their tracks. But it won't happen. Republicans don't call their elected officials. I can't remember the last time I had a Republican constituent in the office. You can't remember it. But the 501c3s and the Democrats come through all the time.
Wow. Are you listening out there? All right. So what we're going to do is we always have a post-show podcast. We're going to put you up, Treasurer Loftus, so people can listen, you know, on demand anytime to this interview. And we're going to link up some of the information on ways that people can to contact their lawmakers, because it's got to happen. $2 billion going to school districts who are failing our children in South Carolina, who are cramming things down like critical race theory. No, thank you. That is not okay. That is
Well, one of the problems we have in this General Assembly is that everybody's getting funded. But what did the conservatives get out of these big majorities that we have? You know, we've got a bigger majority in the House and a bigger majority in the Senate. What are we getting out of this? We got an abortion bill that's going to be tied up in court for the rest of our lives, and we got a gun bill passed in the House that may get a hearing in the Senate next year. And that's about it. What did the left get? They got the universities fully funded with a ton of COVID money on top. They got K through 12, which is nothing but a left-wing enterprise. I've been doing a lot of research on this K through 12 mess we're in. It's far, far, far worse than you think. They got all fully funded. All of those 501c3s and nonprofits that come in here from Park Avenue, New York. They come in here from California, San Francisco. They come in here from anywhere. And they're feeding off the trough of our Republican government.
Well, and let me add with that as well, Treasurer Loftus, the capitulating by our own state superintendent when it comes to schools and Republican lawmakers capitulating to the demand to blow up fair competition based on biological sex. If we're talking about, you know, women's sports, for example, there's another win, it looks like, so far in the Democrat direction.
I texted a lot of my friends the other day. I was in my office in TV screen there, and I was watching when I could some of the debate. I said, tell me what I can tell conservatives we've gotten. And they all just say, well, not a lot. And we believe that the Chamber of Commerce represents conservatives. Mm-hmm. Nothing could be further from the truth. Mm-hmm. At the end of this year, what's going to happen is the Chamber of Commerce people will get a ton of money. The hate crimes bill is going to pass, which is just another nail in the coffin that every single white person is a racist, sexist, misogynistic pig. That's what they teach our kids every day. And there's nothing we can do about it, because we will not force our representatives to act. We have got to. I encourage everybody out there, just go sit in a classroom with your kid.
Yeah,
I've had women come up to me in tears. You know, when I'm giving a speech, I'll mention this. They come up after class in tears. I sat with my kid. They almost threw me out after the first day because I was in state of the week. One of them specifically said this. And her class ranking deteriorated after that. It was never the same. But I have another parent that says, we sent our loving, wonderful Christian son or daughter off to a state-supported school here in South Carolina. And they came back wearing Che Guevara T-shirts. They believe in abortion on demand, and they think that their parents are nothing but racist. That's what we're teaching our kids every day.
And there's just
we've got to make it stop.
Yes, we do. So what's standing in the way of that is us getting involved with our lawmakers and putting pressure on them, because they're only, it sounds to me, Treasurer Loftus, like you're saying, they're really the only, the one standing in the gap when it comes to our power as a state of what to do if the trans rainbow coalition, you know, fueled by our local chamber, threatens to sue our state unless we capitulate to their demands to blow up fair competition in sports based on biological sex.
Yeah, and they're here now. I don't see it on their website now, but the State Chamber of Commerce had their sample diversity program that they were pushing. Half of it was written by the gay and lesbian, the GLBGT, whatever, I get all confused with the initials, from San Francisco. It was some academy from there. And it was all about how, if like at your radio station, you would have to have affinity groups for people who identify as gay or black or whatever group it is, if they identify, you have to give them office space. You have to give them conference room space. You have to treat their wants and desires on the same level as the goal of the business. Now, the goal of your business is to be in the radio business and make money. If they want to have a gay pride day, that affinity group's desire equals your desire to make money by being in the radio business. That's what we think of as being conservative. And we've got to stop it.
Mark.
If we don't, there's going to be nothing left of us. Call your representatives. Tell them I'm a conservative. I ain't voting for anybody. I'll vote for a Democrat. I get more out of Democrats than I do a Republican. But you tell them I'll vote for a Democrat if you don't straighten up and help us protect our way of life.
Find your backbone. Yeah. So State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, I want to do some more talking with the treasurers coming up. All right. Don't be a stranger.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Nice talking to you, as always.
I appreciate it. So I'll be over here standing my ground and fighting for girls and women's rights to fair competition, frankly. I played near year-round sports in middle and high school my entire life, and it could have turned out differently had I actually had to compete against biological men.
That was the Kelly Golden Show podcast. Catch her show live weekday morning 6 to 9 on 94.3 WSC.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.